Tuesday, April 20th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is Matthew Kruse with the Comstock Report. New data from Chinese customs shows China's March corn imports pushed first quarter totals over 6.7 million metric tons, more than four times greater than the same quarter last year. As noted in yesterday's PM report, grain bulls are focused on weather from Canada to South America. The threat of freeze damage to wheat in the southern plains and potential need to replant newly emerged corn or soybeans is evident in a forecast map we saw yesterday showing just how serious last night's freeze might have been. Particularly vulnerable are key hard red winter wheat regions of northern Texas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southwest Kansas. Here's why. Agronomists tell us winter wheat is vulnerable to temperatures of 24 degrees at joint, 28 degrees at boot, and 30 degrees at heading. Yesterday's crop progress and crop condition report released after the close showed that in Texas, 41% of the crop is headed. In Oklahoma, 17% is headed. As for yesterday's crop condition report, there was no change from last week. 53% is rated good to excellent versus 57% last year. 17% poor to very poor versus 13% last year. In terms of planting progress, 8% of corn is in, right in line with the 5-year average. In spring wheat, 19% is planted, well ahead of last year's 7% and the 5-year average of 12%. Yesterday's report also showed soil moisture conditions barely improved from last week. Subsoil moisture deemed adequate to surplus is at 63% versus 90% last year, and 35% is rated short to very short versus just 10% last year. As noted in yesterday's PM report, crop condition ratings seem to be understating observable damage from February freezes and don't even reflect acres already turned over to grazing. Last night's freeze damage may start to turn those condition reports downward in the coming weeks. On the hogs, yesterday's rebound in hog futures was welcome after the bottom fell out last week. Funds returned to the buy side in last week's COT report and futures had fallen to par or below cash prices. Most encouraging yesterday was the rebound in cutout futures. It came just in time to preserve the long-term uptrend line on the charts. We still need to see weekly slaughter start to taper off soon because WASDE projections show second quarter pork production to drop a little over 8% from first quarter and no more than 6% above first quarter 2020. Yet last week's slaughter was still 11% higher than a year ago, and we're well into second quarter now. You are listening to the Comstock Report. On the cattle. Cattle continue in their corrective slump but are approaching critical chart support in the June contract at those March lows around 117. Those lows should hold. We're heading into seasonal strength and demand propelled by aggressive retail featuring. Feeder cattle, on the other hand, drop through chart support like a hot knife through butter. On the October chart, that support was at 156 with new downside to the next layer of support and the 152 to 153 area. Provided feds can begin to recover, we fully expect those lows and feeders to hold. In other news, in late March, President Biden invited the leaders of 40 nations around the world to the Leaders Summit on Climate he will host on Thursday and Friday of this week. It's a virtual event and will be live streamed for public viewing. Biden has already committed to return the United States to the Paris Climate Accord, denounced and rejected by former President Trump, and says this leaders' summit on climate will be a key milestone on the road to the United Nations Climate Change Conference this November in Glasgow, Scotland. The stated objective is to invoke global cooperation in measures aimed at limiting planetary warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius between now and 2030 to stave off the worst impacts of climate change globally. Ag Secretary Vilsack recently outlined the Biden administration's U.S. commitment to the cause in what's been dubbed the 30 by 30 project. It aims to have 30% of U.S. land and waters dedicated to some form of conservation by 2030 in a quest to have U.S. agriculture the first to achieve net zero emissions of greenhouse gases. One element of the plan, according to Vilsack, would revitalize the Conservation Reserve Program with more attractive incentives to participate. He also noted how paying farmers for carbon sequestration practices and crop management as another tool, and that's what we want to focus on. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.